Miami University hosts training to rid students of toxic masculinity. By Tom Sikata on August 12, 2019. Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, is hosting a program that aims to help students rid themselves of toxic masculinity. The goal of the program is to reimagine manhood through different cultures, perspectives, and experiences. According to a report by the College Fix, the program, which is called Masculinities at Miami, was created by the university's Center for Student Diversity and Inclusion in an effort to train students to express their masculinity in healthy ways. Advocates of toxic masculinity theory believe that American men subconsciously adopt destructive and harmful behaviors through society. The course is designed to critically examine what it means to be a man in today's society. Students will explore how masculinity has been constructed, how it impacts our lives, and how we might reimagine manhood through different cultures, perspectives, and experiences, a post on the program's Facebook page reads. The program led to the creation of a learning community that exists to teach Miami University community members about the issue of masculinity. The campaign against toxic masculinity has taken many forms over the past few years. Breitbart News reported in April that a group in Pennsylvania was gathering twice a month to cuddle with one another in an attempt to fight toxic masculinity. So often, we're taught that to be an emotional stoic is the mark of manhood, said Scott Turner, the 46-year-old co-founder of the men's cuddling group said. If you show any emotional weakness or vulnerability, that's a failure to your title of a man. In January, Breitbart News reported that razor brand Gillette was encouraging its customers to rid themselves of their toxic masculinity in a new ad campaign. Gillette said in a statement that the ad campaign was designed to spark a conversation about male behavior. This is an important conversation happening. And as a company that encourages men to be their best, we feel compelled to both address it and take action of our own, a Gillette spokesperson said in a comment. We are taking a realistic look at what's happening today. And aiming to inspire change by acknowledging that the old saying boys will be boys is not an excuse. We want to hold ourselves to a higher standard, and hope all the men we serve will come along on that journey to find our best together. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.